Mountain View County, there could be as many as 9 candidates in the upcoming federal election in the Red Deer Mountain View riding. The close of nominations for candidates was Monday, August 30 at 2 p.m. local time. As of press time on August 30, there were 7 declared candidates confirmed in the riding according to Elections Canada. They include Alumide Adewumi, Liberal Party of Canada, Earl Dreeshan, Conservative Party of Canada, Marie Grabowski, New Democratic Party, Kelly Lawrence, People's Party of Canada, Jared Pilon, Libertarian Party of Canada, Mark Wilcox, Maverick Party, Clayton Willington, Independent. Others may have declared prior to the deadline. A Veterans Party of Canada potential candidate from Okotoks was in the area over the weekend. I need signatures ASAP to run as MP. Misty Wind Shingoose Red Deer Mountain View VCP, Shingoose posted to her Facebook page on August 27. As part of registering as a candidate, candidates must collect the name, address, and signature of at least 100 electors who are qualified to vote in the electoral district where they intend to run and who consent to their candidacy. The signatures must be witnessed, although the witness is not required to be a qualified elector. All signatures on any one page must be witnessed by the same person. There was also reports over the weekend that the Green Party would be fielding a candidate in the riding, Connie Larichel. The complete list of confirmed candidates will be available on Wednesday, September 1. Elections Canada announced yesterday that it has started mailing a personalized information card to each registered elector. The card tells electors when and where to vote and has information about the accessibility of the polling station. All registered electors should receive their card by September 10. Advance voting takes place on September 10, 11, 12 and 13, with Election Day being September 20. To vote, electors must show proof of identity and address. The voter information card may be used as proof of address at the polls. Electors must use it with another piece of accepted ID to prove their identity. Electors do not need to bring their voter information card to the polls in order to vote.